basically synthetic turf is this plastic grass that's covering literally hundreds of thousands of acres of land that used to be oxygenating and filtering soil and vegetation, in addition to being plastic and an often tire waste as well, which is really toxic. So it's kind of in the nutshell. So just to, you know, since we're all talking about plastic, and it's hard for people to really think about what a synthetic turf field, kind of the magnitude of what a single field is. And there's about the equivalent of 3.2 million plastic bags in a single synthetic turf field. And that's breaking down. So if you're working on this issue, if you really want a low-hanging fruit, you know, stopping synthetic turf fields and reversing them is a huge, you know, just in one fell swoop, you address a huge amount of plastic pollution. So the average field is 80,000 square feet with 40,000 pounds of plastic backing and those plastic blades, and an order of magnitude more pounds of infill. So tire waste, silica in particular, although there's other infill materials that are used, but whatever is used runs off into the air, soil, and water, both the blades and the infill. And so this particular presentation I had given was really focusing on stormwater. And I won't really go into that now, but that is a huge problem. And you all know about microplastics and the problems with them. And synthetic turf is sort of, it covers every category of microplastics, the wear and tear, because during its whole life, it's wearing out and shedding fibers and the infill into the air, soil, and water. And then there's what's called intentional microplastics. Intentional microplastics might be microbeads that are added to cosmetics. Well, in this case, there's hundreds of tons of intentional microplastics in a synthetic turf field that are being shed into air, soil, and water. So again, it's this enormous point source. And then there's the sheer waste at the end of life. As I said, they only last about 8 years, and then they get dumped. They're not recycled. They're not recyclable. They're not recycled. So throughout their whole life cycle, there's waste problem. And I won't go into some, here's just some pictures of what happens. This is actually, on the left is a field that's actually in our area. You can see that all the green piles, that's the synthetic turf blades breaking down, and you can see the blades. And these are some of the infills. So manufacturing waste, Nike grind is sometimes used, and basically it's a synthetic, you know, rubber, and it has all sorts of toxins in it. Tire crumb is the most common one in the middle there. And then a misnomer or oxymoron, Envirofill, is basically plastic coated silica sand. So it's like, why? I mean, sand itself, other than potentially a health hazard, if it's silica, but sand at least isn't going to be toxic to the environment. But as soon as you coat it with plastic, it is. So that's kind of a horror, or one of the horrifying things that this industry has done. And then they call it Envirofill. Just some pictures of where the stuff drains to. The industry itself has admitted that the microplastic comes off the field. So this is an industry slide. They admit that 1 to 5 tons of microplastics are added to the field, each field each year. Why does it have to be added? Because that same amount is going washing away with rainwater, clinging to rocks and shoes, degrading and being washed down drains, and then exiting the field during maintenance activities. So that's both the fibers and the granules. So just to, you know, move on quickly, there's an enormous number of these fields around the country, and in Europe, there's even more, but they're starting to actually address it, and we're not in the United States yet. And so the other issue, and this goes with the MS4, the stormwater permits, it's like this stuff is treated as if it was sediment. It's not. It's a synthetic waste. It's a manufactured waste. That's not dirt. That's granulated tires. And as I can't go into too much tonight, in addition to the many toxins that are leaching out of tires, they're finding that there's a toxin called 6-PPD that actually kills 90 to 99% of coho salmon in the Northwest, and God knows what it's doing to the rest of the aquatic organisms all over the country, and to human and other animal health. And the other thing to really think about with synthetic turf is it's kind of a microplastic Trojan horse. I mean, you can think of a relatively rural, pristine area, and they put in a synthetic turf field. Well, all these microplastics that are washing off this field, all these hundreds of tons of plastic that's going into the air, soil, and water, would never get to these places. It would never get into the watersheds there if it weren't for this huge point source of synthetic turf. So it's, you know, people don't usually think of it that way, but it's creating a forever contamination of places that would not ever have seen it otherwise, seen that kind of contamination, you know, without having roadways. So, stormwater management, of course, you know, the industry always likes to talk about, you know, when pollution issues come up, oh, we just need better stormwater management. Well, that's not, we don't even know if microplastics in general from any source can be captured or the chemicals from them. And speaking of the chemicals, so you all have heard of the PFAS chemicals. Carpets in general either are treated with or actually manufactured with these toxic perfluorinated chemicals, and so that they can be the fibers can be extruded from the machinery and don't stick to the machinery. And there's a number of articles and scientific studies recently in the past few years about that. And I won't go into that too much more now, but, and again, you know, the toxins in the plastic, there's phthalates, antioxidants, plasticizers, heavy metals, including lead, cadmium, and, you know, the PFAS chemicals. And then in the infill, which is usually tire crumb, there's over 300 toxins that have been identified. And in particular, the fine particles of carbon black, which have their own problems. And there's neurotoxins like lead, carcinogenic hydrocarbons, aldehydes, phthalates, hormone disruptors, both in the plastics and in the tire crumb. And then aquatic toxins such as zinc and the recently identified 6-PPD, which is extremely and quickly toxic to salmon and potentially other fish and organisms as well. And there was just a congressional hearing about the 6-PPD. In Europe, this is just quickly to say, in Europe, they are starting to address synthetic turf, and particularly the tire crumb. In the US, we're still doing absolutely nothing. Then again, this was focused on the stormwater issues. So I'll just quickly bypass that. And, you know, it's totally unnecessary because high quality grass fields and lawns and whatever can be achieved without the use of synthetic pesticides or fertilizers. And, you know, there's so many toxins in plastic. It's like, it just makes absolutely no sense. And the Healthy Building Network and Toxics Use Reduction Institute, have been focusing on this as well, and on the comparisons of natural grass and synthetic turf. So, you know, just to end, so this is, you know, what you see out there is just the tip of the turfberg. And on the right-hand side, you see this turfberg. And so, you know, we really don't know how much is out there. On the left, you see these are dump sites. It gets dumped everywhere. It gets dumped in wetlands. It gets dumped, you know, some of it makes it to landfills. It's not incineratable. So not that that's a good thing anyway, but it basically gets dumped. It's being stockpiled and dumped everywhere. And the stockpiles are getting so big that they're visible from on Google Earth. And they're just gonna get larger unless we do something about it.